Generally speaking, let's start with an overview. What were your thoughts about the testimony?
Good morning, Stan and Susan. You know, I actually was welcomed having the CEO of Google. You know, they're a company where a lot of my constituents in the East Bay work, but I didn't welcome the premise of the hearing, which was that there was a bias at Google in their search algorithm that is against conservatives. No evidence was shown that that was the case, and I actually think there are legitimate questions for Google when it comes to, anti-competitive practices and whether they're engaging in that, when it comes to privacy, when it comes to what they're doing, you know, with Russia's interference. And, you know, those questions were asked, and I thought, you know, the CEO, professionally handled them.
One of the challenges for Pichai or anybody in the tech world is explaining what they do inside that black box called an algorithm to people on the outside who may be suspicious or may spot even unintentional bias. Do you think he was able to speak English well enough, you know, to people who are not code writers to understand their process, what they do and how they do it?
Well, he certainly clarified that there are no, you know, humans, on the other end of that search request trying to skew the outcome, one way or the other, especially when it comes to politics. But I wanted to, you know, make sure, that I address questions about, you know, if a mother in Pleasanton is searching for a pediatrician, you know, what results will she be seeing, you know, and how are they curated, and is she really getting, the best results that allow healthy competition, you know, in the marketplace, or is it, Google-driven, based on, who's paying to have theirs, in the front or top of the page. And so, you know, those are legitimate questions, I think, but, you know, the issue of political bias, there's just no evidence to that, and I thought it was a missed opportunity to really, understand where this technology is taking us.
I think it was your Bay Area colleague, Zoe Lofgren, who pointed out that if you typed the word idiot into the search bar yesterday, at least, and looked in the images section, the first return was a photograph of President Trump. So, I mean, we can all laugh about it, but at the end of the day, doesn't that tell somebody somewhere that there is something going on that at least will make people suspicious of how these search engines and this technology works?
And I think Ms. Lofgren's point was that, you know, if that is the common perception among the American people, and that's, you know, the way they are describing any person, that is going to be the case. Now, another colleague of mine, Ted Liu, he typed in Steve Scalise, and Steve Scalise is a colleague of mine who's in leadership in the Republican Party, and he was, you know, tragically shot but survived, and a lot of it was positive stories about his most recent book. Then the person, in real time, typed in Steve King instead of Steve Scalise, Steve King. And a lot of the results, the top of the page results were about, white supremacy and the, you know, this colleague, Steve King's, hateful words about immigrants. And so the point was, you know, if you do good things will pop up at the top of the search. If you're doing things that people have concerns about, that will pop up too. But I think generally the search results track, you know, the sentiments, of the American people and also, they populate, hopefully the most relevant, issues that, are coming to mind when the, terms are put in.
And it does sort of raise this $64,000 question. I mean, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said that there's a widening gap of distrust between Silicon Valley and the American people. Is there really?
You know, it's so mind-boggling about this because I went yesterday and looked at the contributions that the Google public, that the Google Employees Political Action Committee has made, and they have made hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions to Republican members. And they've also contributed to Democratic members. But if there is a bias or some conspiracy that Google had against Republicans, I don't think their employees would be dipping into their own pockets and making contributions to Kevin McCarthy, who has happily taken those contributions, to the chairman of the committee yesterday, who held the hearing. And that's why I think, you know, this was a missed opportunity, because there are a lot of questions, particularly for me, around privacy as well. You know, Europe just adopted a regional policy law, you know, as it relates to the region. And I wonder if the United States should also have a national policy, privacy policy. And I asked the Google CEO about that, and he embraced working with Congress to do that.
You could see Congressman McCarthy's comment, though, if you took the politics out of it in a slightly different vein, and maybe that's what you just touched on, which is for a lot of Americans, the notion that these big companies have massive amounts of data, are either passing them on to marketers or using them for their own benefit. The location data story the New York Times pointed out so clearly this week does cause pause for a lot of people. How is the Valley going to deal with that, and how are you and your colleagues going to deal with that?
And if that's the concern, that's a fair concern, because I have the same concerns about, you know, making sure consumers know, understand, and consent to how their data is being used. And that's why I think we should look at having a national privacy law. But when it comes to, you know, politics, both sides are using data to try and communicate with voters. And the president, I think, you know, has credited Cambridge Analytica, the data firm that he hired that used inappropriately obtained Facebook data to communicate to voters. So there are reforms that need to be made in how data is used. But I think the larger issue here is, what do we know, what do we understand, and what are we consenting to, and just having broader awareness as consumers.